With your news flash for Southwest Florida, John Loretta on 98.1 FM, Marco Island. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the state's version of the SAVE Act in an effort to strengthen election integrity in the state. The legislation requires stricter voter ID and proof of citizenship, increased oversight of the voter rolls, and enhanced penalties for election-related crimes. Voting rights advocates are suing to block the act's implementation. Implementation set for 2027. Lee County Sheriff's Office filed charges against a man for using a clone credit card to steal $1,400 worth of diesel. 38-year-old Antonio Miranda Fonte charged with grand theft, fraudulent use of a credit card, and possession of an encoder with intent to defraud. An officer-involved shooting killed an armed suspect in Charlotte County. That investigation is ongoing. The shooting happened on Baker Street. I'm John Loretta with your news flash for Southwest Florida on 98.1 FM, Marco Island.
With your sports flash, I'm John Taylor on 98.1 FM, Marco Island.
Tampa Bay Lightning were winners yesterday. The Lightning beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 6-3, and the Florida Panthers picked up a victory at home. They beat the Boston Bruins 2-1. Orlando Magic are back in action tonight. They're in Dallas as they take on the Mavericks. Dallas is 24-52. Orlando comes into the matchup 40-36. They've dropped two of their last three contests. On the baseball field today, the Marlins are in New York. They'll take on the Yankees. Both teams are 5-1 on the season. Eury Pérez will start for the Miami Marlins. Will Warren gets the start for the Yankees. The Rays are in Minnesota to take on the Twins. Both teams are 2-4. Joe Boyle starts for Tampa.
I'm John Thayer on 98.1 FM, Marco Island.
With your weather flash for Marco, Everglades City, Naples, and all of Southwest Florida, I'm Roger Davis. This morning, partly cloudy with a low around 68. Today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 84. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 68 and a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Looking ahead to Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 and a slight chance of rain showers. I'm Roger Davis, 98.1 FM, Marco Island.